back to the Final Whistle podcast.
Time you run.
Time in your run, mate. Wednesday, the 2nd of September. Here we go. Another weekly edition of the Final Whistle. How you been, Doe?
Yeah, good, mate. Good weather. How beautiful is the weather lately?
Mate, I've been in my shorts. I'm about 5:30 in the morning getting out of the truck. It's just been beautiful weather.
And 30 degrees tomorrow, so spring is definitely in the air.
Get the pink flamingo singlets out, though. You got them all ready to go for summer, mate?
No, I'm not a singlet man, but I'm definitely a shorts man and a footy shorts when it's too hot around the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Footy shorts, I think I've got a pair of footy shorts for every day of the week. I just keep...
That ends in Y.
That ends in Y, exactly. And then a beer in hand as well for every day that ends in Y, mate.
Exactly, mate. Well, we're here to talk about some rugby league. So we'll start with Tevita Pangai Jr. He's been told no pay until the end of the season. Needs to come back fit and healthy. No social media. No fuck up with COVID, what he has been doing. And come back with a positive attitude next year or he's sacked.
I'd be getting my lawyers to engage in how the hell I can get out of all that, because that just sounds pretty stupid in my books.
Set up to failure, in my opinion. Everyone puts on weight in the off-season. Let's not be great. So they expect him to not get paid, train his ass off, come back in pre-season in November or whenever they're going to do it this year.
Isn't there a clause there where he's got to go to a club and club assigned mentor, and then he's got to go do a normal day job as well? Look, do I think it's over the top? Yeah, it could be. However, you got to look at it another way, as in if he was a fringe footballer like our man Bradley Dietz, you know, he works a normal job and then he's got to go and train in the afternoon, you know, and then play on the weekend and then back into it. And that's how it was back in the 80s. Look, you know, a lot of players these days take the game for
granted, really.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the word here, mate. Yeah, so they take it for granted. And, you know, all the old blokes like Tugger Coleman's, Carrillages, to a lesser extent, probably, you know, the guys in the Brandy Alexanders and that were coming off the part-timers into the full-time stuff, you know, they all used to go work on weekdays, train in the afternoon, nights, come back home, do it all over, and then play on the weekend. Maybe that's what they're trying to instill or try to find out, what if Tevita Pangai Jr. really appreciates the game he has. Do I think it's over the top? Look, in terms of discipline, I think it's over the top, but like I just said, you know, you got to put your old hard hat on and you realize what the footballers before our generation in the 60s, 70s, and 80s did week in, week out. So, look, hats off. Will it pay off? Time will tell.
Anyone's paying me $650. I'm doing what they're telling me to do.
$650,000. Yeah, that's not enough. Not like, something
the way
to sneeze at.
The way I see it is, like, you could be out there 50 hours a week digging holes for $1,000 a week. Like, this one's, you know, $650,000 a year we're talking about. So he's on about, what, $12,000 a week? You
something
know,
like that.
Something like that. We're probably not good with maths, but, yeah. Give or take, that's some decent money, you know what I mean? Like, and you just, like, yeah, I'm not going to get into it. We keep harping on the, you know, take it for granted. But the next thing on the list of agenda here is Sonny Bill Williams been named number 17 for the Roosters this week. He hasn't played a game since the 2013 grand final when the Roosters won it. Then he went back to play rugby union. So a lot of haters out there are hoping he'll fail. Will he fail? Like, as you said, time will tell. Is it good for the game? Yeah. Is he going to bring crowds in? Probably not, because he can't go over the limit. But for me, it's good. I hope, like, it'll be a fairy tale for him, like, to come back with all COVID going on. Roosters three-peat. and him to finish with a third premiership as well. For me, they'll make a documentary like they did with Michael Jordan.
Even if he doesn't get the freebie, they'll still make a documentary on him because he's an ultimate athlete that's excelled over three different sports. You know, union, league, and boxing to a lesser extent. Look, will Roosters get the freebie? I don't think so. Will he be as explosive as he was 7 years ago? No. Will he do the one percenters that helps out his club? Yes, as all players should do, they do the one percenters. What else we got to talk about, Sonny Bill? Will he bring crowds in? No, because of COVID. However, I can almost guarantee you that the viewership on the Raiders-Roosters game is going to be higher than what it would normally be. He'll bring viewers in to watch to see if he's going to do good. How many minutes will he play? I reckon 20 minutes. I reckon you bring him in the back 20, possibly.
Yeah, without a doubt. From one Kiwi on to another. Benny Marshall is...
Yeah, shit go by the Tigers. Sack the Tigers board.
So he's been told he'll never play for the West Tigers again for the second time. It's disappointing for me. Like, I didn't... It came out last night. I didn't hear much of it, but I read it today, and I was just like, you know what? Like, he's played 250 games for the West Tigers. He's played over 300, you know, first grade games almost, I think. Or is he at 300?
No, he's 300. Yeah, yeah. 312, I think.
Something like that. So, he's, you know, he's won a World Cup, won a premiership. Like, he's done everything. And, you know, he's one of those players that's never been in the media for the negative stuff.
West Tigers, they have the ability and the stupidness to always diss their club legends. You look at it, why isn't Wayne Pearce? Why isn't Paul Sirenin? Why isn't Blocker Roach? Why is, you know, Robbie Farah not involved with the club? They are legends of Balmain and obviously into the West Tigers, but you don't see any of them hanging around the club. You don't see any of them helping out. I don't know why the board at West Tigers, and I dare say, you know, a faction of it's from West Suburbs and a faction of it's from, you know, Balmain. They don't care for their ex-players. Well, you got John Scandalis. He's obviously in the coaching staff somewhere. He's from the Western Suburbs side of it. So I dare say it's the Western Suburbs faction of this partnership that has the balls in their court. And unfortunately, you know, they just have the ability to shit on their legends.
Yeah, without a doubt. He wants to go on next year. He says that he's got plenty more football in front of him, which is good to see. Be interesting to see where he ends up. But from the
where would you want him to go as a fan of the night, but as a fan of the game? What club could do with his services for a year or two?
The Bulldogs. You know, he get to play with his brother, get to retire at the Bulldogs, get to stay in Sydney as well, so he won't have to worry about...
So you're looking for the oldest pairings in the game's history, modern history, in Blake Green and Benji Marshall to steer the Bulldogs out of trouble?
Well, they got the experience. They got all the experience on top of their head there. So why not lead those young boys through to this next bit of their career?
So you reckon 1 year contract with Blake Green at the Bulldogs to play, and then possibly 2 years or more off the field in a halves specialist coaching role for both Blake Green and Benji Marshall?
Why not?
You heard it here first, mate. Dale believes that Green and Marshall should be the halves for Bulldogs for 1 year and then train up Cogger and Lewis and any other half that's coming through. Doesn't sound too crazy. It sounds probably on the ball.
Well, the thing is, like, there's foreign. Foreign's not going to stay, we know that. Foreign's not going to the Knights. The Knights come out and said that. Now there's foreign is wants to take the Bulldogs. Now foreign's going to Manly. Benji's going to Manly. Benji's going to the Bulldogs. Like, we just don't know. We'll just wait until November 1.
It's a long week in rugby league.
So we're into a Kiwi side now. We'll talk about the New Zealand Warriors, mate. You want to bring the Warriors up in regards to 2021?
Yeah, so look, 2020, they've all been over here for Australia. Early talks are that they're looking at having a permanent base at Redcliffe for 2021. It's due to the uncertainty of COVID. The optimism in me says that COVID will piss off by start of footy season next year. I'm praying and hoping. However, social distancing requirements will most likely be in for another 24 months. that's just the realist of it, of the whole situation, you know. So if they were to relocate to Redcliffe next year and have a stellar year, in 2022, do the Warriors board look at asking the NRL, hey, can we play 24 games in 6 weeks blocks? Can we have 6 weeks on the road when we're stationed in one area in Australia and you know, playing away games there? And then can we have a 6 week block at home so that, you know, the families get to see them, they don't have to live in suitcase every second week flying back over. It may give them the stability and the sense of normality, whether they're doing a 6 week block here in Australia or a 6 week block over there in New Zealand, and it may make their footy better. You just have a look at the last 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah, they've had a couple of losses in there, one or two, I think, maybe. But they've had a lot of wins, and that's just coming off the stability of being able to come home to the same scenery week in, week out, go to the game, come back. I feel if the NRL is serious on pushing rugby league into New Zealand, and that's having Nathan Brown as the head coach and Phil Gould going over there now to do what he did to Panthers by building the academy over there for Warriors, getting the Warriors players, you know, at a young age, the New Zealand players to stay there, to go away from Union to come to league. I feel the 6 week blocks over a 24 round competition is the best way to go, because then you get them over here. They might lose the first week, but then they'll start building, and then they'll go home and they do that. Because, you know, we look at it now, you need at least 10, 11, maybe 12 wins in a season to make the top eight. Just going off the aggregates from over the last couple of years, you know. So I feel 6 week blocks of home and away for the Warriors is the way to go, I guess. What's your thoughts on that crazy idea, Dale?
Yeah, it makes sense, sort of thing. They do it in the Super League in England.
Yeah, with Toronto. They were going to do that with Toronto, yeah.
Building their brand out into, you know, different countries over there, so to speak. Why not? Like, the Warriors, like, they deserve everything for 2021. You know, if that's the case and you're allowed the international travel between Australia and New Zealand, why not? And I'm happy with that. And if that's the way it has to be, then instead of going back and forth, and you have to worry about you doing your 2 weeks COVID, you know, isolation thing, hopefully that's all gone by then. But for me, you know, makes sense.
Always thinking on this brand, mate.
Small head, big body, or something like that, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. That's what you said on radio a few weeks back. Sometime.
Final subject we'll talk about is Bronson Cherry. You know, his B sample come back, so that's what, 4 years out of the game he's looking at now.
Yeah, look, I've said this to a few people now. Now, with Bronson Cherry, if he took it on his own accord, it's now up to him to cop it on the chin and cop the 4 years. However, if he was told to take this substance, the anabolic steroid, by someone who is employed with Cronulla, then that person needs to be ousted, alas, Stephen Dank. If it is a Cronulla employee that has given Bronson Cherry these anabolic steroids to help him build, then that person needs to come out and that person needs to cop it. This is the second time if that is the case. However, if he's taken it on his own accord, that's just stupidity there. You're signed up to an NRL franchise. You only take any kind of supplements that are coming from your trainers, your head medical there, your supplements guy that's at the club. You don't go away from there. You're just stupid if you do. So I feel for him. However, if he has taken it outside the Cronulla medical team, then it's on him. He has to own it, and he has to go away and come back in 4 years' time. What's your simply the best moment for the weekend, Dale?
For me, it's another debutant, that Lumi Lumi for the Storm. So, He's hasn't played any football for 12 months. He's just
Fijian flyer.
So Fiji, another Fijian flyer. So he's just, they were saying he hasn't played football for 12 months because the last time he played was in Q Cup. And, you know, we know what's happening with that, with COVID and whatnot. But he's been trading the house down. He's got his opportunity. And I tell you what, mate, if Adokar looks like he doesn't want to re-sign with Storm, he's made his bed that he wants to come back to Sydney with his family, and Sully's going to rugby union, mate, for me, he's first pick, mate. How good is he?
Yeah, Limu Limu and Shandor Earl on the wings. That's probably looking like the pairing that the Storm will have next year.
What about you, bud?
Unless Nico Hines wants to take a wing spot. Mate, simply the best. What was my simply the best moment last week?
Panthers.
Yeah, look, it's probably close. We just keep going better and better. But this week, my simply the best moment has to be the Warriors. Warriors, Tamworth.
Yeah, 100%.
Fits like a glove, mate. Yeah, the
Tamworth Warriors.
The logo, the postcode on their jersey, coming back with the thank you for letting them in. Yeah, that's my simply the best moment, mate.
Fife, what's blown your whistle this week?
Oh, trying to find something that's really blown my whistle this week has to be the West Tigers board. How dare they allow a 300-plus veteran of the game, 250 games for your club, find out that he is no longer wanted, needed, cared about at the Tigers through the fucking media? Like, that is the shittiest face slap, dog balls, lick, whatever you want to think about, you know? And look, he was ever the person on NRL 360, you know, they interviewed him and he's like, well, you know, it is what it is. Oh, I'm keen to play on. I've rung Wayne Bennett. Wayne Bennett said, if I've got the fire in the belly, keep pushing for a contract next year. But, yeah, you could see in his face that he was a bit downed and bummed that he found out through the media. Screw you, West Tigers board. You are grubs.
Yeah, without that. For me, it's actually come out today.
Well, something's blown your whistle, Dale. Yeah. Oh, shit, you're jumping in on my segment, mate. Here we go.
Paul Gallen has come out today and said the Bronson Cherry drug scandal is completely different to what their players went through in 2011. I'm sorry, Paul. An illegal drug is an illegal drug. So if you cannot take that illegal drug to play in the NRL,
in
any other sport, it's still a fucking illegal drug. So take that Sharks jersey off. You haven't played for them for a while. And use your common sense.
Too many hits to the head, mate.
Mate, people in glasses houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah, exactly. You never know if it was peptide or not. preview and around the grounds coming up. Fifer here, boys and girls. HQ Services Electrical Air Conditioning are a valued supporter of the Final Whistle, and we would just like to give them a bit of a shout out and tell you guys about their services. Dale.
Yeah, they're experts you can trust. They're Sydney wide throughout their coverage. They're high quality guaranteed. They are a 24/7 service with workmanship or warranty, fully licensed professionals, high quality service, and also they have a 5-star rating, Google rating as well, mate.
Yeah, no, they're top class. I always use Lukey and Jakey here at my house, and Mum uses them as well. So they're good quality workmanship, unbelievable. Got a number for them, Dale?
Yeah, 1-800-954-403. That's 1-800-954-403. And don't forget to quote the hashtag TFW to waive the call-out fee.
Yeah, exactly. Use the TFW hashtag, guys, when you're talking to Luke or Jake on the phone, and they'll happily help you out there. We have a good deal. HQ Services, experts you can trust. Indeed, they are experts you can trust, Dale. HQ Services, get on them. Summer's around the corner. Nice to cool yourselves down with a nice brand new air conditioner installed by Lukey and Jakey. Preview, round, what is it now? Round 16?
Review.
Yeah, review, same shit.
A review.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, South Sydney thump Parramatta Eels 38-0, but they lose Latrell Mitchell for the season.
He was coming good too.
He's coming good too. On to the first game on Friday, Gold Coast captain Jamal Fogarty scores the match-winning try as the Titans stormed home against the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
Two tries in 5 minutes.
14-10. The result all but ends the Dragons' finals.
Do we ever think Dragons were going to make it?
No, nah, but I'd like to say it. On to the second game on Friday night.
Before we go, poor Amanda. You know, we keep telling her every year her team are March premiers and winners by September.
No premiers this year. Nothing. Not even a month.
Nothing.
For the second game on Friday, the premiers put half a century on, 10 tries to 2 victory, 58-12. So that's 117-12 over the two matches they played this year.
But if you want to look at it, you look at round 4 to round now, Broncos improved. They scored 2 tries.
Without a doubt they did, but they're still minus 103 anyway. Tedesco, bloody 5 tries, a 5 try assist and try himself. What an absolute freak. 400 points for me for Supercoach. Thank you very much as my captain. We'll go on to the first game on Saturday. We'll talk about this a little bit more. We're calling it Roger That. So, you know, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, 2 tries, a try assist. And they gave Tamworth community the performance that they deserve in thumping the Newcastle Knights 36-6.
Yes.
It was 8-6 at half time and the Newcastle Knights went home.
Yeah, they thought, oh, you know what, Tamworth is a bit too hot, so I'll go home. You know, they jumped on that bus and, 28 extra points from the Warriors in the second half. No, it was good. It was good to see. The Warriors have, you know, come good. Their lone players are playing awesome, but won't be playing this weekend because of Essenpara. I was impressed and very happy, as you saw. You know, they were simply the best moment of the week. I'm excited with what the Warriors can put together or start putting together, and then seeing what Brownie can do with them in 2021.
Exactly. They're going to build on this. Was his name Nick Karim? Has this made it his own since, you know, Blake Green's departed? He's taken that side underneath his wing and gone from there. Tuivasa-Sheck scoring tries, running over 200 metres a game, does it every week. So if I was a Newcastle Knights coach, I would have made him walk home from Tamworth. But anyway, onto the second game. The Sharks defeated the Cowboys 28-12. That's the North Queensland's 9th loss in a row. So their season just goes from bad to worse. On the final game of Saturday, it's 11 straight. So the Panthers scored 30 unanswered points to win 30-6. It was 6-0 there for a while. The West Tigers were on top there for a little bit. Let's be honest. The first 20 minutes, you know, they Panthers finally conceded the point in the first 20 minutes for the 13 to 14 games, whatever the record was. And then there's a turning point. The turning point for me was just the West Tigers just went away from the game plan. Like, something went wrong for them, and they just went away from the game plan. They were all over Penrith. Let's be honest. Penrith were tackling for the on their trial line for a couple of sets. So this kept going away. And then the dirty tactics come in. It's just ridiculous from the West Tigers. When they start losing, they come up with that rubbish. So, anyways, on to Sunday. The Storm, you know, they consolidate second spot. They you know, beat Manly 30-6. You know, Manly lose, and the Storm lose another 2 players to their squad. So Nelson Asola,
so for Solomona, you love these names, don't you?
He's out for a couple of weeks, and then old mate Vete gone for the Seve or Vete. He's out for the season.
Marion Seve.
Seve, yeah, he's out for the season. Done his ACL. It was knee on knee too. So they normally doesn't happen like that. They were saying so. Anyways, on the final game of the round,
if it was normally doesn't happen, it must mean that it might have been on its way out anyway, and he's just aggravated it by the contact.
Looked ugly too. On the final game, we're calling the Sleepy Raiders this week. They were down 20-12 at halftime, but 4 second half tries to come back to win 34-20. Ricky Stewart must love a halftime spray because they're behind with the Broncos and they come out and they scored 5 and behind.
As long as the Raiders players are wearing their COVID masks at halftime, you know, the face mask, it's all good. You can spray as hard as you like.
Yeah, that's round 16, mate.
Yeah, we'll move straight into President's Cup results, mate. I've got them here. Let's see. Feral Butchers went down to Glebold Wolves 18 points to 36. Dubbo Sims got the win against Wendy Magpies 30-10 out there at Apex Oval in the West. Maitland Pickers continue their charge, 48-0 winners over Western Suburbs. And the Bears are marching on with a 42-26 win out of Bathurst on Sunday afternoon. This week, mate, top of the table clash, I believe it's Maitland Pickers versus North Sydney Bears, Upper Maitland Pickers. And yes, it is a top of the table clash. Even if the Bears were to win, Maitland would still be on first place, with the for and against being vastly huge. The 48-0 victory on the weekend saved them. If I can get in here, I will find ourselves a good Sydney Shield. I'll try to find it for us while we keep talking here, mate. You're obviously family and Newcastle people, so I'm guessing you're very happy with the Maitland Pickers being up on top, you know?
Yeah, I'll do. On paper, they got a strong side too, and they just keep building on that. So it's good to see. But, you know, when it comes down to the sticky end of the point, anyone can win on their day, can't they?
Oh, 100%. That's what's so good about rugby league, is anyone can win, and you just don't know where we're going to end up. I'm pretty sure, if I have a look here, we're into the Harvey Norman's Women's Premiership. Round 7 on the weekend. We are going into semi-finals here for the Harvey Norman's Women's Premiership this week. But the round 7 results, Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs went down to Cronulla Sharks 8 points to 14 in a close encounter. Central Coast Roosters defeated North Sydney Bears at the top of the table clash, 16-6. Harvey Norman's Women's Premiership West Tigers went down to South Sydney 4 points to 12, and Wentworthville had the bye. Moving into elimination finals this week, North Sydney are versing South Sydney Rabbitohs at 11 o'clock for elimination, and West Tigers are versing Canterbury Bankstown. Loser goes home, winner will take on one another again. So the winners will take on one another next week in elimination, whilst Central Coast and Cronulla battle for a spot into the finals. And the following week will be another elimination, with the loser of that Central Coast Sharks match up against the winner of whoever wins out of these two next week. Central Coast for the first year, mate, undefeated, no loss. They had one draw. They didn't lose in their first year in the Harvey Norman's Women's Premiership, mate. To go through undefeated, that's a pretty good feat. Sides led by Isabel Kelly. It's pretty good, isn't it, though?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, it's exactly without a doubt. It's good.
Another reason why they need a Newcastle side in the New South Wales, in the new NRLW league as well.
They've got to expand this. If you're going to go NRLW and you're going to expand teams, you look at it. So you've got Roosters, Dragons, Broncos, Warriors. You need a Newcastle side. You probably need a Canberra side for the girls down south. South Sydney will have to come in, and then a team out in the west, whether it be Penrith, Parramatta, or a joint Western Sydney side. They're probably eight sides they're the extra four sides that you're looking at. All right. Sydney Shield, mate. Here we go. Round 7 results. Cronulla, Caringbah Sharks defeated Sydney University 26-20. East Campbelltown won on the bell, 36-34 to Helensburgh Tigers. Mighty Mouse is playing in jersey number 77 and set up a forward for the winning try. I'm pretty sure this was this match, or maybe it would have been last week's match. I don't know, but it was a pearler of a try that he put on his social media. It was very good. He still got silky hands, the old fox there. Moorebank Rams had a convincing win over Wentworthville United, 50 points to 4. So did Wright Eastwood Hawks defeated the previously undefeated Belrose Eagles 50 points to 6. The ladder sees Belrose in second, Wright Eastwood in first, Cronulla Caringbah in third, Moorebank Rams fourth, Hills District fifth, and rounding out the final four spots has Helensburgh, East Campbelltown, Sydney University, and Wentworthville United coming last. But this Sydney Shield competition is bumper. It's just full and littered with Canterbury Cup players, Massey players, fringe players from the NRL, left, right and centre. It's littered, mate. It's littered. What have we got? Games for this week. We have Helensburgh taking on Hills District. Sydney University are taking on top of the ladder, Right Eastwood Hawks. I dare say Right Eastwood Hawks will get the cookies in that one. East Campbelltown will be hosting Belrose Eagles, and Moorbank will take on Cronulla Caringbah Sharks at 3 p.m. Mate, well, let's go around the grounds. What results did we get in over this weekend?
Yeah, so North West Hurricanes, so all their four teams won on Sunday.
Yeah, so they are playing the Parramatta Convent competition on Sundays. That's under nines, the under 12s, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so that's the Catholic comp.
Under 10, Logan Brothers defeated Waterford, 14 tries to 2. Under 12, 2s, Vale Panthers defeated the entrance, 22-0.
Oh, Berkeley Vale, yep.
Under 7, Burleigh Lions defeated Redlands, 40-12.
That's a Queensland one, Bing Lee, yeah.
Under 10-1, Colts and Cambo had a 28-all draw. Colts finished with 9 men due to injuries. Under 12-1, East Campbelltown defeated Campbelltown Collegians, 46-0. Under 8-2s, Doonside defeated Mincho, 32-18. The 7-1s, Mincho defeated Windsor, 52-12. Under 6s, Blacktown Bears defeated Penrith Waratahs, 52-32. 15-1, Doonside defeated Colo, 11-10. So someone must have kicked the field goal there.
Field goal, yeah. Nah, lovely, lovely.
Lovely to see. Under 10-4s, Londonderry defeated St. Clair, 30-10. Under 10-3s, Colts defeated Cambo, 40-10. Under 16 girls, Fairfield Pats won 46-16 to remain. They finished top as well. That's just what they wrote on social media. Under 11, Division 5, Colts defeated Cambo, 32-0. And they are crowned minor premiers, and they only leaked 22 points throughout the whole season.
That's good.
That's a pretty good result there for them. Under 8-3, St. Clair defeated St. Mary's, 48-8. 8-1s, Colts defeated St. Clair, 22-16. Under 11s, Shell Harbour won 32-18. They didn't tell us who they defeated. Under 7-2s, Emu defeated Lowell Mountains, 48-36. And it was the Lowell Mountains' first loss of the season.
Nice.
Fancy that on the last game as well.
Was that under 7s?
Under 7s.
No, they get another round this week.
Another round this week for
them. Yeah, they get 8 because it's non-competition.
Under 16 girls, St. Mary's defeated Emu 14-12, and that was Emu's first loss.
Yep.
Under 15 girls, Raymond Terrace defeated Belmont 48-6, and Raymond Terrace undefeated for the whole season.
Up in Newcastle, that's very good. We're starting to get our results here far and wide, aren't we?
Glenmore Park Brumbies defeated Brothers 68-48 in the 6-3s. Under 13-3, St. Mary's defeated Brothers 48-6. Under 12-3, St. Mary's defeated Lowell Mountains 18-4. Under 14 girls, Campbelltown City defeated Campbelltown Warriors 20-14.
I'm pretty sure that was their first win for the season as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, first win of the season. So they haven't had many players turn up, and they've been playing underdone. So thanks for all the results.
And that was the local derby. Madison side had a 38-all draw. My thrown together A grade side came up against a very red hot Hawkesbury Hawks, and it was a 60-0 drubbing, 52-0 at halftime too. So we're working to our grand final this week. Our grand final this week is up against Kellyville, which is still two rounds afterwards, but Kellyville and us, we haven't had a win, so it's the battle of the bottom of the table. It'd be a very good battle too. My 13s, the story all year has been start like a Volvo, try to come home like a Ferrari. Unfortunately.
Ran out of fuel.
Dropped a few cylinders in the final bit. Look, the boys, it was half a new side this year. I think 7 players came along with me as a new coach.
I actually got out to the game.
You got out to this game. There's some glimpses. The boy can kick, can't he?
I took a video of the wrong kick.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, credit's due, mate. The two players that filled in for you guys, the 100%,
Ryan Jones, under 12's coach. He is a mastermind as a coach. These players,
both of those kids that filled in, mate, they didn't look out of place. No,
exactly, and they're 12s Division One players, and they've been together with the rest of the side there since they were 4 or 5, and it tells, you know, good players playing with other good players makes greatness, and yeah, they Tyrone and Leo, they filled in really well, and they kick-started it. It was 18-0 before the boys even decided to turn up, and Tyrone scored a try literally, what, a metre and a half in, and then, Jacko had to line that up, and you could hear all the talk on the St. Clair parents, he's going to miss it, and he slotted it like JT straight over the black dot. It was a good kick, eh, mate?
Good kick, but
it was all in vain.
Also, what was good was that you actually gave man the match to one of the 12-year-olds as well, not just giving it to your own team.
Yeah, no, well, mate, I didn't want to, you couldn't.
It was wrapped, that kid, man. I went up to him and shook his hand after it too.
Yeah, mate, he played out of his skin. They were in every set for running. You know, they made a few good tackles. He scored a double. You could not give him a man of the match, award, because he came, he played up an hour and a half after he played. So he warmed up, played, cooled down, had to re-warm up again and go again. Yeah, again, superb performance from young Tyrone.
Remember to strap yourselves in for a good cause with Victor Sports. Everything from strapping tape, sports medicine items, braces, foot care and injury preventions, while also facilitating your hygiene needs for your COVID plans in 2020.
That's right, Dale. COVID plans are out and you need your hygiene, and David and Jenny from the team are happy to help you out, making sure you guys are COVID safe to be able to play for your junior footy. Their goal is to equip athletes and medical professionals with the most advanced sports medical products that is available at your fingertips. Even if you're a small local club or a weekend warrior like myself, Victor Sports will be happy to help. So get on board. Contact 9211-0033. Ask for David or Jenny. Make sure you tell them that the Final Whistle Boys sent you here to get your gear so you can be strapped up for whatever cause you may be doing out there in Sportland. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be the best, you got to wear the best. And if you're going to wear the best, you got to wear Sonali. Sonali Sports, born in the year 2000. They are a very humble beginning type of people. They look after the West because they are from the West. Dale.
Yes, they're made to play. Combine your passion and innovation to make Sonali your brand. Call the boys on 02-9838-4846. That's 02-9838-4846.
Very good stuff, mate. We are wearing our Sonali shirts today while we're doing our podcast, and whilst we're out and about at junior football, we wear our gear with pride. Preview, Dale. Let's go, mate. What round is it now? Round 17?
17. 4 rounds to go until semi-final football. On Thursday, we have the Broncos versus the Panthers. Brisbane's nightmare season doesn't get any easier when the latter leading Panthers visit. Been a year to forget for one and a year to remember for the other. For the Broncos, Payne Haas is back from suspension or injury, whichever one it was at that time. It was suspended and injured, I think, at the same time. Isaac Luke is back from suspension. He spends 1 week in, 1 week out. Suspension. Corey Oates is back.
He likes that.
Corey Oates is back on the wing too from that injury that he felt back a few weeks ago. Farnsworth goes to the centre. Kahu's out. He has to pass COVID protocols because he was unwell. Pax drops to the bench. Brody Croft dropped out of the 17, and Offen Gao, he is suspended. For the Panthers, Kickout's back from suspension. He'll be in the back row. Isaiah Yeo is out due to the head knock last week when he got knocked out. Leotis will start at prop. Fisher Harris goes back to lock. Tyro Main reverts back to the bench as Kurt Capewell makes his long return from a knee injury and replaces Billy Burns on the bench. For me, it's going to be 12 in a row for the Panthers, and they're talking about Appy might make an early return from injury. I doubt it because they probably won't let him fly. They'll probably just let him stay in Sydney. You don't want to aggravate that calf injury flying in and out. I know it's only an hour, but still it's a long day for him. So keep him down in Sydney and all boys on deck. For me, it's probably another hiding for the Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah, that means that he will play because the last time that he was named on the extended bench and the thing you said he wasn't going to play and he played.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to fly.
I didn't. No, look, if he's fit, he'll play. I feel... Broncos have sweet bugger all in their lineup to do anything to the Penny Panthers. 12 in a row.
Let's go.
First time since 2016 it was, wasn't it? Which Cronulla went 12 in a row.
Yeah, when they won it, yeah. But that's into the final series as well too, so it wasn't during the regular season.
Doesn't matter, 12 consecutive is 12 consecutive. Let's break some more records.
On to Friday, the first game, we have the Newcastle Knights versus the Sharks. This is shaping up as a crucial battle in what is going to be the final spots, maybe. For Newcastle, Crossland replaces Randall on the bench, and Brody Jones is in for the suspended Sulo. He's another one that loves to be coming back for suspension and get suspended again. For Cronulla, Townsend returns at halfback with Tracy dropped to the bench and Andrew Fifita left out altogether. He might be that late inclusion number 21 again, mate. this game could go either way. I've been saying, everyone's saying, oh, yeah, the Knights, they're going to play first finals football's footy since 2013. I'm like, we have to get there first. You know, there's still 8 points up for grabs and we're still only four in front of the others. So
I'm telling you now, the loser of this match will not make the finals. Warriors are sitting 4 points adrift of the Sharks, 5 points adrift of the Knights. I feel, being 5 points adrift, if the Knights were to win this weekend, they're in. Sharks then fall into that
bubble
of getting popped out. And now you look at it, it's only the Warriors that can make it. So I'm going the Knights because I told you, I said the Sharks are going to fall out and I'm on the Warriors to make the eight. So that's me, mate. That's me. I'm going your Knights and they better bloody win. Otherwise, I'm going to go absolutely stupidly crazy over the fact that they can't beat the hapless Sharks.
On to the blockbuster on Friday night, we have the South Sydney Rabbitohs versus the Melbourne Storm. Souths have caught fire over the past month, piling in 94 points in the previous two matches and averaging 37 points in the past five games. Melbourne still looking to maintain pressure on the Panthers to claim that minor premiership. For the Rabbitohs, Alec Johnson, he's back from a head knock injury. He'll play fullback as Latrell Mitchell's gone for the season due to a hamstring injury. Gagai returns from his hamstring injury in place of Stephen Masters in the centres. For the Melbourne Storm, Branko Lee replaces Seve. He's out for the season with a knee injury at centre. Chris Lewis starts in the back row. Tino moves to lock as Nelson is ruled out with a calf strain, and the new man on the bench is Riley Jacks. This is gonna be a good game. This could be match of the round for me. If South
it could also be upset of the round if South turn up. The reason why I say that for is because they got the he was a debutant last time, Chris Lewis, but he's back now in the starting lineup this time, and Tino's a blockbuster. Tino's good. They've got some problems here with their forward pack, Melbourne. However, I feel in the end, and I said this last week, Parramatta will be too strong for South, and look what happened. Well, this is going to be a real close one. It'll probably come down to 4 points in it, whether it be Souths or Melbourne. I'm not quite sure yet, but just looking at the teams here, I'm going to back Souths.
I'll pick the Storm. I think they'll probably just be too strong in the end. On to Saturday, the early game, we have the whoopee cushion round. As you can hear, old mate in the background.
There's two of them this week. You'll know when the next one comes up.
So we do have the Bulldogs versus the Gold Coast Titans. The pressure of favouritism is nothing the Titans have had to deal with in recent years, but it's a new scenario for Justin Holbrook's team to have to face up against the Bulldogs on Saturday at 3 p.m. Again, the Bulldogs will be out to avoid the wooden spoon. For the Dogs, Luke Thompson and Jake Evaliro return on the bench in place of Sione Katoa and Dean Britt. Katoa was atrocious last week against Canberra. Just a side note there for the Titans. Fuduaka returns from suspension. He will replace Jay Whitebread.
Oh, Kieran Holland has announced his retirement at the end of this year, aged only 27.
He's going back to work on the mines in Newcastle, mate.
He's probably getting more money in the mines than what he was in the game, mate.
Right, his heart's not there anymore, so why not? Apparently, it was like I think he signed a Super League contract as well, but I don't think he wants to go over there now with the whole COVID thing. COVID. Start talking American.
The COVID, mate. The COVID gonna get ya.
Is your next whoopee cushion the next this one?
No.
On the middle game on Saturday, we have the Manly Seagulls versus the West Tigers. Both sides trail 8th place Cronulla by 6 points with just 4 rounds remaining in the regular season. Yeah, sorry, so just had a mental blank.
many mental blanks.
We almost went into emergency mode if we're on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. You were too quiet for too long. No, look, they mathematically a chance to still make it. Being 6 points, you know, adrift of the Sharks. Sharks would have to lose the next 3 matches, and one of these teams would have to win the next 3 matches and then hope that Warriors don't win theirs to be able to jump. Now, this isn't my other whoopee cushion match. However, it could pan out that way. Look, Alba Hopewadi, you know, in jersey number 4 for Manly. I feel he did all right last week.
Good luck tackling Olam. He's got a trick against him, mate.
Yeah, no, look, he did all right on debut. You know,
his dad said he wasn't going back to Brookie, mate. What's happening? He ended up debuting.
Yeah, you know, mate. money talks.
Just before you just jump in, I'll just have a mention that Garrick has been ruled out with a shoulder injury. Thompson has been ruled out for the season, so he'll play his last game in the NRL because he goes over to the Super League next year. Abbas Miski gets called onto the wing. Gorgeski is into the back row, and Waddell joins the bench for the Tigers. Adam Dewey has been moved from fullback to centre. Moses Mbaya starts at fullback. Tommy Talau has been dropped for AJ Kapoa. Josh Alloway starts at prop. Eisenhuth goes to the bench, and Sean Bloor dropped altogether.
Can I go and do my normal jumping off the reserves like I normally do, you know, late inclusion?
Who's the late inclusion? Which side?
It'll be Manly, I reckon.
Yeah, who's coming in?
Josh Schuster, young ball playing 5'8 or lock. I feel he will either jump on the bench there for Lachlan Croker, I feel Croker or one of the other boys may drop out for him to come in and make his debut.
Who are you tipping? I'm tipping Manly.
Yeah, look.
Is that Brookie, so why not?
Look, yeah. Do you want Manly win? Yeah. I really hope a Benji comes out, winds the clock back, and absolutely annihilates the hell out of Manly as a big fuck you to the West Tigers board. You know, Benji's got 4 rounds now to impress to be able to get a contract at some club next year. Look, on paper, Manly should win, but I'm going to tip the Tigers, and I will make the bold prediction that Benji Marshall has a blinder of a game.
On to the blockbuster on Saturday, 7:30, we have the Canberra Raiders versus the Sydney Roosters.
Six again.
So we have the grand final rematch 2.0. The Raiders won early in the season, but that was without SBW. Both on 20.
Oh, and a few other players.
Both on 22 points. The outcome on this result will determine who gets 2 bites of the cherry come semi-finals time. For Canberra, they're welcome back Corey Harira-Naira, who is in place of debutant Matt D'Amico. And for the Roosters, Luke Heary returns at 5'8", Drew Hutchison drops out, and the return of SBW on the bench in jersey number 17.
2014 was his first game, champ. His last game.
Did he play the season after they won the comp?
He must have before going over.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, remember he injured his buttocks.
I've picked the Roosters. I feel they've all their players coming back now. They're going to charge for that three-peat because that was my prediction round 1.
Look, mate, I thought I was just looking at the reserves here, and I thought that the Roosters might have been a bit slim on players, naming two injured players. However, Angus Crichton and Mitchell Orbison are a chance to make a return in the next coming weeks. I feel for Poasa Faamasili, so he's been playing pretty good football, you know, done the Warriors and that. But obviously someone had to make way for Sonny Bill to make the bench.
Might go back on loan to the Warriors now, with all their players back on deck.
Yeah, there's a chance of that. But look, the question that I'm going to have, and I don't know if it's been answered or if anyone has answered it, if there are players on loan to the Warriors and they make the finals, do they play? That's the thing. No one's answered that. The Warriors, a lot of people, you know, put them out the pasture a few weeks ago, but now they're two wins out of the eight. If Cronulla loses the next two, what happens? You know, does George Jennings and Daniel Alvaro, if they're still there, and Heverington get a spot?
Imagine if it's Warriors versus Eels in grand final.
What's going to happen? Exactly right. You know, are you gonna deny your players a grand final berth? Because they can't crack your 17, but they can crack the Warriors 17. You know, George Jennings essentially is playing for a contract, or playing to put his name out there to say, hey, look, this is what I can play if I get given the chance.
Exactly. But also, who's saying that if, say, the Warriors make the eight, they can borrow anyone from 9th to 16th, arguably, can't they?
Oh, no. You dare say that there'd be a clause in there that you can only use the ones that you've actually loaned out.
Like, yeah, well, they loan in a player around 20.
Oh,
keep, you know, they loan in Daily Cherry Evans.
Nah,
you know, who doesn't, you know, can't get a...
No.
But the thing is, that's the green tape, mate. No one said that no one said that, mate. I remember it happened, like, well, we're talking a different Cody, but in the A-League... When the A-League started, they used to try and marry up with the seasons over in Europe. And it come to a point where the leading goal scorer for the competition, they got the wooden spoon, right? He was playing for the Central Coast Mariners at the time when they got the spoon. And they didn't make finals. But it was in that period where you in the transfer market come finals time. So the Melbourne Victory loaned the guy who scored the most goals in the competition in the worst side, coming last, into their side, and they end up making the grand final. So it is that red tape, mate. So,
I guarantee you, the power broker at the Warriors would be looking into what can happen. However, do we do an upset? Can the Warriors, and this is our 4 o'clock game, can the Warriors defeat the Eels, Dale?
Well, they have to if they want to keep their season alive.
Yes.
It's the best time to get them. You know, the Eels got a 10-day turnaround. What's the old saying is? You want to get straight back out on the park as soon as possible to be able to get a win. And they've had to wait 10 days. So they've had to watch that video of that drubbing for almost a good part of, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks sort of thing.
Well, this is how bad the Warriors are. Because they can't have George Jennings and Daniel Alvaro in their side, they can't.
Jared Beal comes back.
Well, they can't name a full 21. They've only got 20 names on the list. You know, when you name your team list on Tuesday, you've got to name 21 boys. They can only name 20 because they don't have a full squad over here.
Or they could have named.
Or they're injured.
But they could have named the two Eels players and then just dropped them off 24 hours before kickoff. What if Parra had to name their 21 of them in it?
No,
it didn't happen.
No, they've got 21 boys there, do it. Yeah.
It's disappointing because how cool would it have been Sammy Radraja running at George Jennings, for argument's sake, if they're on the same wing? I haven't checked that.
But who again?
Sammy Radraja, no, Sivo.
Yeah,
but he's playing for
he's
playing for a contract, so I can't remember. No, Fergo will be on that side, but he'd be like, "I'll smash you, Fergo, and show you that I deserve a contract." You haven't scored a try this year. I scored two tries against the Knights last week, mate.
Yeah, no, you just say to Fergo, "Hey, Fergo, I'm going to straighten your nose for you, mate."
So your mate's back, mate. Jai Field. He comes in for Dylan Brown.
We all knew that Dryfield was going to get the nod over any other of the halves that are there. You know, there were a few others that they could have put in there. Takarangi was one. Jamin Salmon was another one, but he hasn't been named all year.
He hasn't been played. How good would be James Avara just smashing like Nathan Brown or smashing
Daniel Avara? Yeah,
Daniel Avara smashing Nathan Brown when he runs at him, or you know, showing, you know, Brad Arthur, pick me.
Exactly. No, look, it's weird how they do it. You know, yeah. On the other hand, yeah. Do you want them to cop an injury, or do you want one of your players to cop an injury from your, you know, friendly fire from your?
Well, you train with each other every week and people get injured at training.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Anyways, who are you picking in that game, mate?
Oh, mate. Oh,
I want the Warriors to win because I hate Para. But I feel Para will probably just have enough anyway.
Para need to win more, I think, to stay in the top four or try to get back in the...
You're only 2 points behind Melbourne.
Yeah, so...
Five points behind. They can't get first.
No, but you got to make sure you don't have...
Well, they might end up. They could end up fifth. Raiders, say Warriors beat them. Whoever Warriors thing is, you got Raiders and Roosters play each other. But then,
yeah, but you know, one will jump in the third, and if the for and against is better, and they're, you know,
there'll still be two.
Yeah, you know, it's yeah. Look,
I'd love the Parrot to finish fifth and go bang straight out.
They'll probably end up against your Knights. it'll be Parramatta versus Warriors.
We caught it here.
There we go.
Five weeks early. We've caught it early. Fifth, first, eighth will be Warriors versus Eels.
Look,
So if Warriors lose, their season's done?
No, because you still got 6 points to play. So if Cronulla lose this week and Cronulla lose next week.
Well, if Cronulla win, it's over.
Oh.
And they lose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mathematically, they still can, but for and against would probably kill them.
Possibility. Look, I'll tip Warriors. You start talking about the next game.
I think they've got to play each other again. I think Warriors and Sharks have got to play each other the following week. Not this week, next week. Have a check of that.
Yeah, I'll check the for and against. Hold up, what's the for and against here? Yeah, no, for and against. Sharks are plus 46, Warriors are minus 101. So,
but they play each other. I'll preview the final game, but just check when the Warriors and the Sharks are. I'm pretty sure it's round 18 next week. Anyway, so on the Cowboys. No, they don't.
No, this is another whoopee cushion.
So, the Cowboys versus the Dragons. The Cowboys have lost 9 in a row and will be out to avoid a club record equaling losing streak of 10. For the North Queensland Cowboys, Jake Clifford is recalled in halfback as Michael Morgan. He's most likely been ruled out for the rest of the season. The Hammer is back from hamstring strain onto the wing, with Valentine Holmes returning to fullback. Scott Drinkwater will partner Dejan Arce in the halves. He'll play 5-8. Arce will play 7. Arce goes back to the bench, sorry.
And yes, Jake Clifford's playing 7. Clifford
will play 7, my bad. And Granville making way. Easton Masters called into centre for Lumu. Gavin Cooper returns in the back row as Hess is suspended for St. George. Is the unnamed from last week.
Yeah, you got... Fuimano.
Fuimano.
Is on the bench, or is he? Yeah, he's on the bench in place of Trent Merrin. But other than that, that's the only change. Cowboys for mine, mate. They're gonna romp it in, bud. They're gonna romp it in. That's all I got to say.
Cowboys are gonna romp it in. Yes, they do. Next week, round 18, Sharks versus Cowboys. I knew I was right for once,
mate.
So they're not gonna go 10 in a row losses. You picked the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys win. The Dragons couldn't even beat the freaking Titans.
All right, so I'm looking at this right. So that argument's sake, Knights win, right? Warriors win. So, Sharks stay on 18.
And the Warriors move to 16.
Next week, 18 all.
Yeah, but the for and against.
Doesn't matter. 18 all. We're going to round 19.
We're on the Warriors bus here to make the 8, mate.
Ready? Round 19. Roosters versus Sharks.
Yeah, go on.
Raiders versus Warriors.
Sound
in GIO. Anyways.
That's round 20. So they both lose next week. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Round 20.
So they're both still on 18 points.
Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders.
Yeah, go on.
Warriors Manly.
Ooh. Warriors in. Told you, Sharks out. Warriors to win against Parramatta. Warriors need to win against Parramatta. That's the thing. If the Warriors don't win against Parramatta, then their season is all but done unless results go their way.
Exactly. That's a wrap, man. We're killing it today. We're absolutely killing it.
Let's try to finish before the hour mark. So I'd like to thank Sonali, Victor, HQ Services, P&S Dumpers for their continued support. Check out our Facebook page, The Final Whistle Rugby League. We're on Instagram, The Final Whistle _RL. Keep your eyes posted on our page, guys. We are in the process of something exciting for this summer and huge plans for 2021. TFW is going next level until the Saturday, 8 a.m., SWR999. Or next week here on the pod. I'm Fifey. He's Dale. Enjoy your footy.
And that's The Final Whistle.